start again.
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up at school that day, you'd say she
played hooky.
And you go to school to get an
education.
And after high school, you go on to
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into
the beginners.
Which grade or class?
First. Huh? First grade.
Uh-huh. What y'all used to call that?
We didn't have it.
What'd you have?
We hadn't had kindergarten but just a few years.
Uh-huh.
See.
Did you have first?
Eight. Yeah, when the child started to school, mm-hmm. they went right on into day school.
Mm-hmm.
And they started in the primer,
mm-hmm.
or as a beginner.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was in the, I got out of the primer, first grade and second grade and so on.
Mm-hmm. Years ago, children sat on benches, but now they sit at
on desk.
And each child has his own.
His own desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go
to the library.
And to mail a package.
To the post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a, if you were in a strange town, you'd stay at
a, at a hotel.
And you see a play or a movie.
Mm-hmm.
At a,
a theater.
And you catch a train down at the,
the depot.
Or you could call that the rail.
Railroad. Stop.
Okay. And say if before they had buses in town, they used to have
cabs or streetcars.
Okay. And you tell the bus driver, this next corner is where I
want to stop.
Get
off.
Okay. And, you know, say if you have a piece of furniture, you set it in the corner. Like, say you had that sewing machine, you put it in that corner,
mm-hmm.
but there wasn't enough room for it to fit snug in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So you turned it around a little.
Yeah.
You say you're
catty corner.
Okay. And you say, here in Pearl River County, Poplarville is the
county seat.
And if you were a postmaster, you'd be working for the federal
government.
And the police in town were supposed to maintain
order, peace, and
uh-huh.
order.
We're talking about law.
Why?
You say
enforce the law.
We're talking about order too, you say?
Order.
Uh-huh. Therefore law.
To keep law and order.
Uh-huh. And before they had the electric chairs, murderers were
hanged by the neck.
Uh huh. You say that man went out and
hanged himself.
Uh huh. Did you ever, the people used to do that in this area? They hanged
people? Oh, yeah. They hang a nigger right over here on this railroad track.
When?
Oh, about 1925, I reckon, somewhere uh-huh. along in there, in the early 20s.
What are they hanging for?
They said that he insulted a white woman. And my brother was a little boy. He was about 18 years old, but he didn't weigh 100 pounds. And he was driving a piling truck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is? What y'all piling on?
Piles.
Timbers? Peel poles. But he could man that truck and load it.
Uh-huh.
So he was staying at the boarding house, and this big guy come to his room and said, Cass, is there a rope on that truck? He said, yeah, man, there's a rope on the truck. He said, I want it. He said, it's locked up, man. It's locked up in there with the truck. I can't get it. He said, who's got the keys? He said, I have. He said, get up and get your clothes on. If you don't, we're going to take you without them.